What's up, BBB Army? Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
And BBB Army, I know it's been some time, but we are finally back at it again with the BBB fan stories. And in today's episode, we have this amazing fan who has actually been on the show a couple of times. Please welcome back Cassidy, or aka Cass.
Thank you guys for having me back on. It's always so much fun getting to hang out with y'all and chat Black Veil Brides.
Yeah, thank you. Once again, I'm going to say this continuously. Thank you for your patience for the fan stories. We know it's been a while, but we really appreciate your patience, so thank you.
Honestly, we've been looking forward to hearing your BBB story. So the moment Ruth said that you were next on the list, I was like,
I got a little bit nervous because I was like, oh, now I've got to go through all the memories.
It's okay. We're here to hear it, and so we're excited. So I guess let's start off. But the first question is, how did you discover Black Veil Brides?
So I feel like this is the most unconstitutional way to figure them out. I was very much into like Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift and all of that.
Surprised.
Hey,
my sister was like, hey, you want to go to this concert with me? I'm pretty sure my mom forced her to take me. But it was in Newport, Kentucky, and one of the bands that was there was Black Veil Brides, and my opinion kind of just immediately changed.
So was Black Veil Brides like the headliner, or
you know what show it was?
Yeah, it was just like a little bar, and they were there.
This was like early before they got into the small venues and stuff. Like, I wonder if this was before like the Pinzonitos or AP tour.
I have no clue, because the only moment I figured out where I was like, this is my band, was 2010, 2011, that school year I went to go get school clothes, and I went to Hot Topic, and they had me stitch these wounds. Okay. And so I bought it.
It's either AP or Pinzonitos. If you saw them at the bar, I'm assuming they had their war paint and their long hair and teased up and stuff. Yep, okay.
Ooh, it was insane.
When you said it was kind of more like 2010, 2011, like, can I ask, like, what about them, like, really, like, stuck out to you?
I was kind of in a point at my life where I was dissatisfied with some of the things that were going on, the movies I was watching, people I was hanging out with. I felt like I had outgrown them. And there was something about when I heard the music, when I heard the lyrics, that I was like, I can connect automatically with this. I can immediately relate to this. Listening to it gives me catharsis and relief and almost just like a relaxation.
Yeah.
And immediately drew me in. I stopped seeing loud music as ew, screamo music, and went, hell yeah, screamo music.
Well, speaking of music, of music, but like songs in general, I mean, what is your favorite song by Black Veil Brides?
I got a couple, and it's mostly because they have so many, their repertoire is so big, you can't really pick a single one. It's the main one is Rebel Love Song, which my heart, I got to see them perform it live when they were just here in San Antonio for the Bleeders tour, and I girly popped with Jinx for it. So that was fun. Other than that, Shadows Die and Shadows Rise in tandem.
All right, Nicole, you can take lead.
About just a concept song on separate albums that gets me going.
I love that, because I completely agree with you. But I do have to ask, when we made this episode, like, pretty much when The Phantom Tomorrow came out, and I don't know if you watched it, where we intertwined Shadows Die and Shadows Rise into one song.
Yes.
The mashup, it was like so perfect.
It was tauntingly beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely agreed.
They need to do a concert where they start, I mean, they don't have to start with it, but they need to at least do Shadows Die that then leads into Shadows Rise. They have to, like, I want this to be a thing.
They did that in the K-Tour.
The one concert I'd pay arm and leg for is just Andy doing a bunch of Sondheim. I don't know.
One day, like the Swifties for the BBB Army, there will be an Eras tour of Black Veil Brides.
Yes, we'll have the Black Veil Brides Eras tour.
Manifesting it.
It will happen. It will happen. So, moving on to all of their beautiful albums, which one is your favorite album?
Well, I kind of already love Bleeders. The two songs that they put out for Bleeders are completely different but similar feeling to stuff that they've put out before. It's a lot more articulate, a lot more polished. You can tell that they're working on their sound to try and constantly improve. So as of right now, it's Bleeders. Pre-Bleeders, it was definitely, I'd say Wretched and Divine.
Okay, Nicole, it's like what you said last or a couple episodes. This is teenager us, but Wretched and Divine has set the world on fire. Adult us, Bleeders, mm-hmm. all of us.
It's that progression of Black Veil Brides, though. It's like, here's the thing, like, they've always sounded and been amazing, but they do keep progressing. They keep getting better at their instruments and the vocals, and it's just, oh my gosh, it's just hard to explain. Each era keeps becoming more and more remarkable.
It's more confident. They're definitely growing more confident in themselves and their music to the point where they feel like they can experiment.
No, and I feel like
they're not afraid to try new things.
Bleeders, you can already tell they're going all out from like the Bleeders music video itself to now My Friends. The fact that they was exclusive, excuse me, at Playbill, which is very big in Broadway. Like, it's the Broadway.
I just hope we get Black Veil Brides presents Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, as
if
like
it happens in New York. I am traveling to New York. I don't care. I will travel to. I've always wanted to go to New York. So.
You know what, we'll split the fee for the hotel. It's fine.
Airbnb. We'll just go and stuff. And yes.
Be 1,000 times worth it.
Yes,
absolutely.
So my signature question here, which I can't lie, I feel like I asked you it when we had that episode of the We Stitch These Wounds, but I don't remember if I did or not. But in case if I didn't, or even if I did, I don't remember, so I'm going to ask again. Which one do you like more? The original OG We Stitch or the remastered Restitch?
So my preference leans, I'm on the fence, obviously, but it leans more towards the remastered Restitch because Mortician's Daughter and all of the songs that weren't meant to sound how they do on the original are the ideal, the dream, what Jinx and Jake and Andy saw when they were originally writing these songs. It fits them a lot better than the original We Stitch These Wounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a question for you both now.
Oh, come on.
No, I swear, it's not an evil question.
Okay.
So we all know how we felt when We Stitch These Wounds came out, but what if they never created the We Stitch? What if the Restitch was the one and only and first one that they put out? Do you think that maybe, when I say your opinion on it or on them would have been different, I don't mean in a negative way. I mean, like, would it have been even better in your eyes when you first heard them?
This is a very complex thinking question.
I don't know why I ask these things.
I'm just, my initial thought is like, things happen for things happen. I almost feel like if the Restitch These Wounds album, the first one did not come out how it was and Restitch These Wounds came out, I almost feel like they would not have learned and progressed a lot over the years like have they done now.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion, but I love where they start because they had to start somewhere and they have learned from their mistakes or even from their process of like, okay, maybe we shouldn't do this. Let's try this and stuff. So, and then we got this beautiful piece.
Yes. I very much agree. I feel like I would probably have the same opinion on the band of, oh my gosh, look how they've grown. Look how they've changed and found themselves. But it would have definitely been a bit skewed because they would have started at a different point than the original We Stitch. Mm-hmm. It would have been a little more refined. And then going up from already up, it's hard to track.
It is. I 100% agree with you both. I'm glad that they put out the We Stitch These Wounds and that it wasn't how they wanted it to be. I know that sounds terrible saying that it wasn't how they wanted it, but I think it worked out in the end.
I feel like it also helped with the fandom too, just like to cook those fans in with their first album and we'll have those friends grow with them and see the progression and stuff till now. And then obviously when the Restitch Wound album came out, all the OG friends were like, holy cow, I remember listening to this song and now it sounds like this and it's amazing. So it's like that connection also with the fandom too.
Yeah, the growth is important and then it leaves that amazing nostalgic feeling.
Exactly.
What has been your favorite memory with Black Veil Brides? This could be through VIP or something through social media.
There are a lot. it's one of those things where every interaction with the band becomes my favorite. Every little moment, every photo that I take from concerts, everything becomes my favorite. So because I just saw Bleeders, the dancing with Jinx during Rebel Love song and the girly popping, that has to be one of my favorites sitting at top right now, especially because after the concert, he handed me his guitar pick directly. Mm-hmm. And kind of just gave me like his traditional smile and then he took off stage. But it warmed my heart because I've got CC's drumsticks. I've never caught a guitar pick.
Mm. Oh, awesome.
That was honestly the best. This concert was phenomenal photography wise. I got about 100 steady shots between all four bands.
Wow.
I can't wait to see those. This girly pop thing is pretty huge, by the way. I've been seeing a lot of people do like girly pop VIP photos and everything. Yeah. I'm kind of digging it though.
It's a whole thing now, even with my students. Okay, so it's very big right now.
It's trending. It's a vibe right now.
It's like the K-pop heart.
So this next question that we have for you, we do understand that it can be pretty big. So we ask that you just take your time. Don't feel pressured to answer fast. But how has Black Veil Brides impacted your life?
I definitely would say it's a massive impact on my life. This was a conversation I was recently having with my mother that, as cliche as it is to say, without them, the person that is in front of you guys wouldn't be here today. I would be a different version of myself. Through their music, I kind of found a comfort zone, an area that I was happy despite the bullying and despite my family is a very talented family. Engineers, aerospace engineers, creative writers. Mm. And so I kind of fell in the background a little bit for a while. And it was hard because I was also seen as the happy, bubbly, sweet girl, and that wasn't who I was. So Black Veil Brides kind of made me feel like it was okay to not be that person. They made me feel very validated in who I was, and there were occasions where I'd feel confusion and frustration, and what do you know, a new Black Veil Brides album just dropped. Specifically, I was dealing with a lot of gender and sexuality confusion and identity issues right around the time their self-titled album came out. And the songs, Goodbye Agony and Drag Me to the Grave, were on a constant loop. It made me feel like just everything was okay. Everything was going to go the way it should go. And even when you fall, there's always going to be somebody to pick you up.
And I think that goes a lot for a lot of fans, your feelings about that. Mm-hmm. And in a way, a black sheep in your family with all the talents that they have. Getting there with my mom, with my career choice. It's nice to hear that, you know, Black Veil Brides was there for you as a comfort to reassure you. And I love what you said, validate you. And I think I love that. Do you feel valid? To be yourself, to feel what you feel, to love the entrance that you love, and to tell everyone else to off who has opinions or criticize them about it.
And now years later, Black Veil Brides is also kind of bringing my mom and I a bit closer together. So after watching American Satan, she was like, oh my God, Andy is such a good actor. Let me hear some of his music. So I started her off with his like solo Andy Black stuff. This is very like Michael Bublé, Frank Sinatra. Let me hear more. And so I started introducing her to like the least heavy to the heaviest. Trinity of Terror tour, she went with me to Lubbock to go see them. That was her first Black Veil Brides concert, and she wants to go again.
Yay! Yep. Dallas! I tried my mom. Yeah, that's no hope there. So that's so cool, though, that you and your mom have that connection of Black Veil Brides. I will admit, my mom does like Savior, too. She did say that. So.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I literally love that you're getting your mom into Black Veil Brides, because I have done the same. You know, it's one of those things. Growing up, my mom got me into her music and was like showing me like all of like, hey, this is what I grew up with. So it's pretty cool knowing that I was able to get my mom into Black Veil Brides, and now I can be like, hey, mom, like check out the music that I'm growing up with. So it's amazing to know that it is bringing a lot of families closer and everything. But I do also, you know, when you said that they kind of helped you to find out who you were and discover yourself, I feel like they have helped so many fans with that, and I think that's absolutely incredible, because I think that goes for a lot of fans, that none of them would be the people that they are today without Black Veil Brides. I feel like BVB has kind of, they hold a special place in everyone's heart for like that very reason. And something that we have always said on this show is that Black Veil Brides' timing is impeccable.
Back. Absolutely. 100%. Whenever anything's happening, they always seem to put out a song that just so happens to encapsulate that angster emotion.
It's like they just know.
Tattoos. Out of curiosity, do you have a tattoo?
So I have one Black Veil Brides tattoo, and I have one that's actually on the way. I had to get my motionless tattoo done before getting the other Black Veil done. But let me just...
Strip for us.
Oh, it's the bow. Yes.
Yeah. And then I'm working on a thigh piece that is going to be a black, white, and gradient cathedral window. Ooh. With a bunch of different little signifiers of each era of Black Veil Brides in it. So just like the star, the skull will be thrown in there. And in front of it's going to be the shadow of fear.
That,
just please tag us.
Yes, please. I want to see this now.
Like, I will text y'all a picture on Twitter. Please, and be like, you.
Oh my god, that sounds freaking! I always love cathedral windows and stuff. The Victorian type, creepy, spooky cathedral. That is so in fear and all the. Oh, that's like, oh yeah. My god!
I'm so excited for it. And my best friend from high school is the one who's designing it. They've been working on it for the last 2.5 years.
Oh my god. When do you get it?
Yeah.
When I have $800 for it.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
I got to go to Colorado to get it done. I found the artist I want to do it. And they're in Denver, which is where my sister's at. So I can just stay with my sister.
Out of curiosity.
Oh, you should just meet her up at the tattoo shop.
I know, right? I'm like, hey, I'm like,
wait, hey, wait, let me just look at this tattoo. Cool.
Well, I was going to ask, what is the tattoo shop?
I don't know. It's, I think it's like Legacy something. Legacy, okay. Ink.
Okay.
Or Ink.
I haven't heard of that one. I was going to say, it's totally okay if you don't remember. I was just wondering if maybe it was a tattoo shop that I've been to.
But yeah, I'm very excited for that one. And hey, if I do pull up and Nicole just shows up at the tattoo parlor, I won't be mad. I'll let y'all use this content.
you'll just have to like let me know when you're down. I'm like, okay.
Oh, for sure.
Come and see the tattoo. Is it all going to be black and white, or do you add any color to it?
It's going to be black, white, and then the color splash of red.
So out of curiosity, when you say splash to red, is that because, are you by chance adding in the Bleeders era?
I'm adding in the Bleeders, Phantom Tomorrow, but also my signature color is red.
You like, yeah, I was gonna say, you and Ruth are matching with the hair color right now. Yeah. So Black Veil Brides concerts, you went to the Bleeders show. What are all of the other BVB shows you have been to?
All right. But humble brag. So I've seen Black Veil Brides, including Vans Warped Tour, 13 times.
All right.
5 times. It started with Vans Warped Tour from 2011, 12, and 13. 2014 was the Black Mass Tour in Kentucky. There was another tour right after Black Mass.
Oh, it was the Resurrection Tour.
Resurrection Tour at Bogart's. I got to see the home show in Cincinnati. I got to go to Andy's solo show, his homecoming tour in Bogart's. Another Warped Tour right before they ended.
Sad face. So,
what was that? 2016, 2017?
Something like that. Yeah, 16 or 17. One of those two.
The tour they did with In This Moment.
In Between Tour.
I saw that here in Texas, and then we've got the Trinity of Terror.
All three legs, okay.
Lucky.
And then we've got the makeup show that they did in Houston that I went to, or sorry, Oklahoma that I went to.
Nice.
And then the Bleeder show.
Did you go to the Ghost of Ohio tour with Andy, or just the homecoming?
I was in the middle of like getting moving done, so I couldn't afford to go, and I was so hating myself because I wanted to get him to sign the comp.
Oh, yeah.
I know you said 13, but wouldn't it technically be 14 because of your very first show where they were playing at the
Bar,
bar?
whatever that one was. I
You know what? You're not wrong. It
want to
was
say, I was like, you didn't count that
2011.
one.
That's a lot of shows. I mean, yeah.
I'm going to give these men, all of my money because
Do it.
I would not be stable enough to make this money without them.
Do you have plans on going with the one, the Monster Popular Tour?
Yes, I'm actually trying to plan to go to that for my 25th birthday present to myself. I want to do the VIP. It's going to be the one over in Irving because there's not one near me.
Yeah.
But if I'm correct, which she'll probably look at me weird if I'm wrong, but I believe my mom's buying me the ticket to, I'm correct, buying me the ticket for my birthday.
That's so sweet of her.
And so I'll just be buying the VIP because I need that straight razor. I have a thing for straight
To
razors.
get slashed by Andy, you know, just a typical, like, I don't know if we're
I
sitting or
do.
standing to get slashed by Andy and murdered, and here's a murder weapon.
I can't wait for Andy to kill me. It's gonna be so
Dude, I'm gonna
exciting.
freak out with that. Like, that this V whole VIP is like
Right.
my
It's
wallet
got
hurts, but it's worth
me
it. When it comes to the early years of Black Veil Brides and their legendary war paint that they used to wear, what is your favorite war paint?
I have them specifically. I have everybody's war paint. That's my favorite. Like, Jinx, you've got the stereotypical, like, Jinx with the V's all down his chest and arms. That's my favorite for him. With Lonnie, it's the one that the war paint he's wearing when they announced him joining the band. For Cece, it's specifically the Set the World on Fire era with the teardrops.
Yes,
The
I
best.
love
That. And that was adorable Cece era where everybody was like, yeah, he's just obsessed with cookies.
little CC.
Oh, Cece wants a cookie. And then Jake, his was specifically in the Coffin music video, a very light, but like, still shows the old war paint, just not as heavy coated. Andy, I'm impartial. All of his war paint is phenomenal.
Andy's like everyone's like every era. This is like he can pull off anything.
Got the fine lines. I'm like, sir, how? Like, I Ruth the te Ruth was there. I have to stop breathing just to get lines.
Oh
I was like, breathe,
I know.
you can breathe.
Like, I can't. It will be not, it will be all wiggly.
I have a hard time with just straight lines with my makeup. More often than not, I'll be like, I have to make it messy on purpose because it gets a little bit messy.
Fair. I feel that
Okay.
sometimes. Now that we've gone over the favorite war paint, or war paint era, I guess you could say, moving into what is your favorite era of all time from Black Veil Brides?
I have two, and these are for vastly different reasons. I'm gonna
Okay,
go with
let's hear it.
the one that's gonna be not the weird opinion. I love the current era. And it's because of what I've said before. They're just continuously evolving and reevaluating and growing and getting better and better and being better versions of themselves. The other side of it is the YouTube era of Black Veil Brides. So, like,
Interesting.
Adventures of Captain Cold and the Brand Stars interviews, where we got to see them in a little bit of a different side of things.
The chair is broken. So the
I
chair
miss the vlogs. Hello,
is
Chancey.
raining like a, was it raining like a m and I don't know what he said.
Oh, snowing like a
Like a
rocks.
and there
Snow a lot.
and of course all the Andy and Chase episodes.
Classics.
Obviously, you got the your average Joe's where he just kind of played a
Baby
sociopath
vacation.
himself.
Baby vacation. Baby vacation. That's all I read. Honestly, Average Joe, dude, those episodes, I was like, this is Andy. This is Andy. Okay, this is Andy. Love
It's just
it.
like a very fictionalized version of himself.
Love those. I miss those so much.
They need to bring them back. They should
Yes.
just do like a not a, what do they call it? A, like what am I trying to, why can't I ever find words? Not a remake, but you guys get, y'all
Reboot?
get, yeah, that works. Reboot it.
Just reboot your
Reboot
average Joe.
exactly.
I mean, Avril still needs another season to have Lonnie on, just saying.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God. So amazing on it.
Because they have everyone, but now they need to get Lonnie.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what character he would play, but you know.
I feel like he'd be the himbo. Not saying he actually is, but I feel like he could play that character very well.
How has been your experience with the BBB Army so far?
So this one was a question that took a lot of thought because I, looking back, realized in the very beginning of my knowledge of Black Veil Brides and my introduction into the fan base, I kind of self-isolated, almost in like an imposter syndrome. I was dirty blonde, wore pink dresses to school. I looked at myself and I was like, you are an imposter. You don't deserve to like this band. It was very much like a personal struggle. And the last few years, I think after I moved out of Kentucky, I started kind of reaching out, especially you guys have immediately come back and been like, welcome. You are now part of the family. You cannot escape us. Ian, all of y'all have been so welcoming. Dorka, everybody who I've had contact with has just been so welcoming and so comforting and so genuine. Like, I can't, everybody watching and y'all too, thank you guys so, so much because it's my home. I feel at home.
BBB Army is family. We welcome each other as family.
And along with that, I just want everyone to know, including you, that you can wear pink dresses and be girly and girly pop and still listen to Black Veil Brides.
Yes, I was in the same boat with you in high school. I could not afford anybody. Well, to be fair, my mom was a very conservative Catholic woman. So when she heard about Black Veil...
Did a cat just fly across the screen? Did I see that correctly?
So if it was my screen, no, that was me just glaring at my mother because she is also Roman Catholic.
My mom was very conservative. She was very concerned I was joining a cult when I got into Black Veil, especially when she saw the Morningstar. She just thought, you're worshiping the devil. I'm never going to wear this like my mom. And so like, there have been times where I did finally got a Black Veil Bride shirt. I would pack it in my backpack, wear like my normal standard, like, you know, goody two shoes, t-shirts. And then when I got to high school, I took it off and went to the bathroom and put on the shirt and stuff. So yeah. And that's when I did the eyeliner and stuff because I wanted to do that. But my mom was like, no.
Yeah,
you can wear whatever you want, you can listen to whatever you want, never judge a book by its cover.
Absolutely. I still jam out to Taylor Swift every freaking day at work.
Okay, since you are a Swiftie, your era?
Oh, Reputation.
Good. I like Reputation. That's the only era I do like of hers, Reputation.
I know none of these Taylor Swift eras.
I only know them because of my fifth grade student girls. They're like, Miss Campbell, we're gonna turn you into Swiftie by the end of the school year. Hasn't been this asshole lately, so.
I'm only familiar with like really her country era. What is the most like popular song off Reputation? Because maybe I've heard of it.
Oh God, oh, is it 22? Is that on the Reputation album? Oh, Shake It Off is on Reputation.
Is it? Shake It Off, shake it off. I'm a horrible Taylor Swift singer.
That's a Taylor Swift song? Okay, I've heard of that one. I've heard that one.
Okay, Reputation. What's in Reputation? Are you ready for it?
Okay.
Look what you made me do.
Okay, well, that wasn't that the one where everyone was saying it sounded like I'm too sexy for my shirt or something?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So our last question for you is if you actually have any questions for Ruth and I, and they do not have to be Black Veil Brides related.
I do. And it's mostly because the reason I like to go to concerts is to experience other bands, bands I know, bands I don't know, find new music to listen to. So what is a band that you either discovered or finally got to see through a Black Veil Brides concert?
That's a list for me.
My list might be smaller than yours.
Black Mass Tour, Drama Club, Set It Off.
Mm-hmm.
Turning to Terror. I've always wanted to see Lilith Czar live, so I was really happy to see her live play. It was amazing to hear live. Homecoming Tour with Andy Black. This is the thing now on our show. Palais Royale? Yes, when they were just starting.
Boom Boom Room was a phenomenal way to get their feet on the ground.
Like, dude, like, I was just like, I like them. And then I remember exiting out of the venue after the show, and they were just all there, and all these fans were just going there, like, doing shots, and now they're huge. I'm like, whoa. And then I would agree, Creeper. I like Creeper.
Okay. So I guess to start, bands that like I have heard of and have been wanting to see in concert, and thanks to BBB I have, would have been Dark Divine, Motionless in White, and Ice Nine Kills. Mm. Then going to bands that I, you know, haven't heard of until, and then I ended up liking them, Creeper, 100% Creeper. Oh my god, the dude, he's got such a crazy stage presence. I love it.
Down Below is one of my favorite ones.
My mom will not stop playing that song. She loves it so much. Other than that, I actually want to say that might be it for me. Because, you know, I've heard of In This Moment, and I love In This Moment, but I went to a concert just for them beyond Black Veil Brides. So when they toured with BBB, that was actually like my second or third time seeing them.
I will admit, Treaty of Terror Leg One was my first time seeing Motionless live. I've always heard of their music and stuff, but that was my very first time seeing them live. So, which was really cool, because like I've always seen them in photos and stuff, but like to see Chris and everyone else, I'm like, okay, that was pretty legit.
Yeah. Trinity Leg One was also my first time seeing Motionless, and I made a fool of myself in front of them, but hey, who doesn't when they first meet a band they've listened to for a decade, right?
That's true. Unfortunately true.
No, and that's the one thing I like about going to every concert, of either it's Black Veil Brides or any concert in general, is just like getting exposed to other artists and like music that you have listened, you've heard of the band or artist, and now you're finally like, it's listen, like Creeper, never heard, now love them. Drama Club, I don't know where they've disappeared, but I did like some of their songs. I still listen to Set It Off. I still listen to, I'm just gonna say PR.
So. Okay, quick question then for everyone. You can only name one band, but one band that you desperately want BBB to tour with.
Oh,
I'm gonna go first. Ghost.
Yeah,
Ghost.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Oh my god, that's honestly a really hard question. All of them? No, actually, I have an answer, and it's mostly because I would just love to see how all of the moms react when Black Veil Brides comes out. I want to see Lionel Richie and Black Veil Brides.
Okay.
You know, I thought about this, and I actually, a long time ago, my ex actually did a mashup of it, and it sounded amazing. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Interesting. I was not excited.
I can see how it would sound.
Because he mashed up In the End with, well, there was once, I can't think of it. Can't remember what song my ex mashed up In the End with that one song from 30 Seconds to Mars. And I'm like, this is amazing. So like, I was like, I know there's two completely genres, but I'm like, it would be kind of cool to see 30 Seconds and BBB, like BBB open up for 30 Seconds to Mars. Cause like, I like 30 Seconds to Mars.
That would probably be a really good show.
Yeah. And then, you know, it would give Cass and I, you know, the can't words today. I'm sorry. I'm so tired. I've been up all night. It would give Cass and I the opportunity to listen to 30 Seconds to Mars and get to know them more. Exactly. Rather than just listening to the one song and being like, all right.
Listen to Stuck. Another one I don't know. This is like completely in my fantasy world, seeing all my favorite bands. Black Veil Brides. Gaga.
That's what I was expecting you to say.
But
I was
I'm down. I'm 100% down.
I was trying to think of the music.
The opener.
I mean, like, I mean, Paramore opened for Taylor Swift, so why can't... So...
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's not, like, impossible.
BBB Army. Today's fans shout out goes to an amazing band that just came out of nowhere recently in our radar, honestly. So
literally
like her username on Twitter is we just said it. Stale Rocks or Staler Rocks, one of those two. We'll put the link in the description below, but if you guys have no idea who she is, she is an amazing artist. She's been I swear to God, banging after hour after hour, these amazing portraits of all the guys from Black Veil Brides. She even did a portrait of Nicole. She did a portrait of me. Thank you very much. That was sweet of us. And our other friend, Cassidy, not this one, unfortunately, the other one, Cassidy. But she her artwork is just amazing, and she posts time lapse of it and like the details she gets to it and just how quick she is to sketch these out. Like, teach me. Teach me your ways how to do that. Definitely go check out her page. She's very talented. Literally, she just came out of nowhere. I don't know where she's been hiding, but thank you for arising underneath your rock because you are a talented artist. Thank you for sharing your work, and obviously thank you for sharing all your support to Black Veil Brides and the fandom. So we deeply appreciate it. So go give her a follow.
And I want to just point out, I absolutely love, if you're watching this, I love your time lapses. I always try to share everyone that comes across my timeline because I love just seeing how the art comes to life. It's phenomenal.
Yes, please teach me how to do a time lapse without freaking out, because every time I do a time lapse, I'm always scared that I'm going to mess up the drawing or painting.
Oh no.
It's like pressure. It's ridiculous.
That officially wraps up today's episode, BBB Army. Cass, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. We absolutely loved hearing it. It's about time we had you on. Real quick, where can fans find you on social media?
So you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter at sedated underscore princess, and on YouTube as sedated princess.
Ooh,
I
awesome.
did
You
not
heard it
know you
here.
had a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know either.
It's a slow growing process. I'm trying to get one video put out right now so I can start working on my personal documentary I want to make and get out.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yep.
You mentioned that. We're looking forward to that. So, yes.
I'm in the research stage of that right now, so be
Yes,
ready.
there is. She's working on an awesome project, and we just cannot wait until that project is all finalized and stuff, and we get an update on it. So,
I'm so excited to tell you all about it.
everyone, go ahead and give her a follow and subscribe to their YouTube channel. And real quick, you guys, BBB month is literally around the corner, like next week around the corner. So keep an eye out for forms. They are going to be coming sooner than you think. They're already going to be out, aren't
They're
they?
out.
They're out right now.
By the time this video is uploaded, yeah, they're out.
Okay. So yeah, remember when I said keep an eye on the forms? They might actually be all filled up by the time this episode is out. So I guess ignore me on that. But in case they're not, go ahead and check them, I guess. I'm
Every
so
month
sorry
this
if you
next
weren't able
month, we
to.
have the forms out. If there's any spots available, go look in our link tree. It's all there. But if there's not, apologize.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm so sorry if they're all filled up, but there's always next year, there's next time.
They go fast. So,
Unfortunately. But thank you everyone for watching today's episode. Go ahead and give us a follow on all of the social media accounts, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching this off there. And once again, you can find us on all streaming platforms for the podcast. And we will see you next week on BBB Month, BBB Army.